Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
You are now entering the Mega Cast.
The Mega Cast.
Ted.
What up, Steve?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Nothing going on over here.
No? Yeah, I can't imagine.
I gotta tell you something, Ted.
What's up, Steve?
I am, after this podcast, I'm going to walk across the street, and I'm going to get some chicken teriyaki, and I'm going to crush that chicken teriyaki. You ever have those days where you're so stressed and you need that comfort food?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta eat something really unhealthy. And it is, the place I'm going was deemed the third dirtiest restaurant in all of Western Washington.
Oh, man. So, you know, the food's good.
Yeah, it's got to be great. I mean, there was some dirt in that S. I always thought their teriyaki was fantastic. But it's one of those days, Ted, where you just need to kind of drown your sorrows in some unhealthy food.
Yeah. I'm always weird with my my food like that. Because it's like, if I'm sad, I want a pizza.
Right.
If I'm happy, hey, man, let's get a pizza.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's like both ends of the spectrum. I feel like I comfort with it and also celebrate with it.
I do that. I've done that with Big Macs.
All right.
If I'm having a rough day at work, I used to crush Big Macs. Sometimes I'd get two of them.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Big Macs bring great joy. But on the flip side,
I spent many a day eating two Big Macs.
Oh, dude, especially when they would do, remember when they used to do like the two for $2?
Yeah,
whatever it was. It's like, why are you doing this to me? Of course I'm going to get, they'd be like, you know, you could get another one for free. And I'm like, okay. I'm not going to, what am I going to do? Put it away for another day? No, I'm going to eat that effing thing.
Yeah. Trust me, man. I went through like a 12-year span where I did not leave McDonald's with at least two sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, I had a run where it was Big Mac, McChicken sandwich.
You know, yeah.
It was spicy a little bit. Fries, supersized, of course.
Yeah, got to.
And a hot fudge vanilla sundae.
Ooh. Would you eat it on the way home?
No, I would actually hurry home, throw it in the freezer, and be like, I'll eat it later tonight. No, as soon as I finished that last fry, I was walking right to the freezer and ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Sometimes I would get another thing because I would want to eat on the way home, but I was like, I don't want to ruin my meal when I sit down and watch my wrestling or whatever it is I'm about to watch as I'm getting stoned. So I would get like a 4-piece of chicken McNuggets just to tie me over until I got home.
That, you know, that's always the weird thing about fast food, too. It's like, you might get stoned or whatever. You got the munchies. But yeah. Then you're stuck in a weird parallel because then you can't go out and get it.
That's true.
Know? So it's like, you know what I mean? Like a pizza or a delivery food, you know, it's, and then you order. But yeah, with fast food, that's what I, you know, you just like, as soon as you get home, you're eating that crap.
Pizza, too, was so awesome because I would order the pizza and it was only just for me. And I would always crush the whole thing. And I would get chicken wings.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to, especially from like Pizza Hut.
Mm. Man, Pizza Hut, I'll give you credit. You've done some things with delivery chicken wings.
Yeah, they've done a good job.
I'm impressed.
Fine.
What's that?
Even Domino's. I like their chicken wings too.
Yeah, I'm not as big fan of Domino's chicken wings, but they do have like that, like the fancy, not fancy, but like the chicken pieces now that have cheese and barbecue or buffalo sauce on them.
Now, for those listening right now, they're probably thinking, well, why do you need this comfort food, Steve? Why are you so sad that you need to just completely go off the rails when it comes to what you eat? Well, clearly, if you're listening, you don't hear Luke Wilson, and I'm so sad that Luke Wilson is not with us today because he was supposed to.
Yeah, what is going on, Luke?
Luke is just, you know what he is? He's treating us like the women that he tells us he used to treat. You know how he's like, I'll set up plans, and sometimes I'll just cancel to see how they feel. He's doing that to us.
Is he playing us?
He's playing us. Every week, he's like, I want to be on. All right, we'll see ya. This time around, he had a business thing going on. He had to fly out of town for one day and one day only, and it just so happens he's not landing until later on tonight.
Is he still in the picture on Twitter?
Yes.
We need to send a message, Steve. Cut him out.
You know what? We're switching to the black logo.
Yeah.
It's a dark day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to send a message back that we don't need him.
Yeah. He needs to understand that. You know what? Those coattails, we're just cutting them. We're not riding on anybody's coattails anymore.
You're Steve Miggs.
And you're the Ted Smith.
F yeah.
Yeah.
Luke, toy with our emotions. I'm sure I trust a man named Luke.
Never again.
I mean, it's obviously one of the weaker gospels in the Bible. Everybody knows that.
And he's clearly the weakest member of the Megacast.
Yeah.
Not because he's not talented, because he just doesn't show up.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to start quoting scripture, it better be from 2 Corinthians or Romans
right.
or Matthew or something.
Or Ted or Steve.
Yeah. How come Ted and Steve weren't saints or disciples?
We are now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to put up with a man named Luke.
Yeah. Disciples are fun.
In all seriousness, I think we are the disciples of fun. I'm
the disciples of fun!
You have a pen. Let me write that.
Oh, here you go.
I got one. I'm writing that down. Disciples of...
Doff?
Close enough. We're the Doff. Hashtag Doff.
Right.
That's the episode title right there. Disciples Doff. Of fun. Yeah, Luke, I think he actually did feel really bad, and I think he'll be back next week. We'll see. And if he is, then we'll switch the picture back to him. But until then.
Don't tell him that, Steve. We're playing hard to get,
you know,
man.
We're keeping it even if he does show up. He's got to earn it back. 3 straight episodes, and then we get the picture back.
Yeah, this is like a breakup, and then we get back together.
Yeah.
You know, this is like that test week.
Right. We're wearing condoms.
I was going to say I'm still single on my status, but yeah, we're wearing condoms again.
Yeah, until you prove us otherwise, we're wearing condoms.
Yeah.
And then you got to get a test.
You dirty whore.
Ted, why don't we do the push-ups to get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain?
Functioning.
Now, I did mention in all seriousness, and it'll probably come up from time to time, we're going to try and keep spirits up because, you know, everyone here at the KSW family, we're dealing with a lot of BS. We've lost a couple of really, really awesome people in our family. And it's hard for me because, obviously, and for Ted, too. But 2 guys that are part of the BJ and Migs show are no longer with us. They're still alive. At one point, we had to actually address that because somebody thought they died via text. And they're like, dude, what happened? And we're like, no, they're still alive. It's just sad.
They're just not on the show.
Right. Obviously, we only hope for nothing but great things and nothing but love for Top Shelf and Mono Nick. I know you talked with Toppy yesterday. I talked with Toppy yesterday. We texted. And, you know, he's going to be okay. And
yeah.
Everything's going to be fine, but it sucks. And I know that a lot of people are upset and angry and... There's nothing that we're going to say to make you to downplay how you feel, because you're right. You have every right to be, and we're right there with you. So I figure, what better way to pay tribute to them, to Top Shelf? A little Iron Maiden to get Ted
right.
His band.
It is his band.
This is his band. He lives and breathes Iron Maiden. So, Toppy, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this, but this one's for you, brother. We love you. Let's get 10. Here we go. Oh my God, Ted!
You'll take my
Ted just took a header.
Oh
you
man, that hurt.
Musket friend, I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
Ted, you might have gotten a concussion.
Yeah, I know, Steve.
Wow!
Oh, God damn!
Ted was doing the push-ups under the console, and you know how sometimes, like when you get all pumped, that you finish doing your 10, you just want to pop up.
Yeah.
Ted popped up right into the console.
Kind of amazed it's not happened before, but yeah. All right. This could be a weird one.
Ted's brain has been rattled.
What are we talking about, Steve?
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
We're talking about proper head safety, Ted.
Ted Talk today probably won't shock you. You know, obviously we talked about Top Shelf and Nick. I mean, yeah, Top Shelf's a good friend, so that's, you know, even for me personally, like, I get it, it's business, but yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for anybody. But this brings me to the TED Talk. Life happens, setbacks happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got to stay strong, stay true to who you are, you know, and sometimes that might matter. I don't know. Looking in the mirror saying, did I do this? Do I do that? You know, our buddy AJ Francis got released by the Seahawks.
I know.
So just a lot of the stuff I was thinking about. And, you know, I've had issues before at work at different places. And this, you know, you just got to stay strong, stay true to you. And then the main thing is just remember, life, man, it's just a long, long journey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a roller coaster. It's ups and downs, but, you know,
I always
you'll get through.
people always say life is short, blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, life is short. I get it. Like when we think about in the grand picture, like, you know, when you think about how days just fly by, years just fly by, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe 10 years have gone by that I've done blah blah blah. So yes, life is short, but also to echo what you said, it's also really, really long.
Yeah,
life is very long, years upon years. How do you get through that? You know, no different than you can't stay in a bad relationship forever. Like, I know a lot of people, myself included, Ted, I know you've been guilty of it too.
Yeah.
And I remember that's when I had this revelation. I was in an awful relationship, and I'm like, man, I know everyone says life is short, but it's also long, and do I want to spend any more time with this person? And that's a tough decision in life, you know? But it's like, sometimes you got to make those, and obviously that has nothing to do with Toppy and Nick. I mean, it wasn't a relationship, and I loved being around them, and I wish they were still here. But you're right, man. We're in this game for a long time to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, you know, you look, sometimes bad things happen. Mm-hmm. Bad things happen to good people. Like, these things are going to happen. But I'd say at least, you've heard the story over and over. Somebody says, it was my lowest point, and then this happened, and it changed, and it was a good thing. So, I mean, look, obviously some bad things happen. It's not going to be great for you. But on the same token, I think there's a lot of times it can spur something else and, you know, jolt something inside of you and get going.
There are times, and I agree, you hear those stories where someone's like, XYZ, whether it be getting, you know, let go from a job or quitting a job or a girlfriend or a boyfriend dumping them. And they're like, looking back on it, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Because had that not happened, this door would have not opened.
So, oh, yeah.
You got to have that in the back of your mind. And I think a lot of people don't think like that because they're thinking, well, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And the world is crumbling on top of me. And it's like, you know what? Keep your eyes open because there might be something better along the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I've been there. You know, Steve remembers years ago, I got out of a relationship and it crushed me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For years. Now, at that time, if I had said that was a good thing for me, I would have been lying and just trying to be a smartass to her.
Right. But and if someone said this is the best thing that's going to ever happen to you, you'd be like, shut the F up, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm miserable and this and that. It took me years to get out of that. But also, it allowed me to build a whole different friend structure and this and that. So, you know, in retrospect, I can look at it and go, you know, actually, it was a damn good thing. But
don't tell those people that told you it was going to be the best thing that ever happened. They don't deserve to be right.
No. Yeah. And you don't want to just be like, you know what? Breaking up with you was great for me. Because then you just seem like you're trying to stick it to to your ex. You know?
Oh, I want to play something for you.
All right.
Is that okay?
By the way, that was very serious stuff. This is a little lighter. Caps choked again.
Dude! Yeah! I'm done wrapping my arms around teams because I think I might be the problem. Like, I was like, I really like the Caps. I'm going to, because Ted and AJ, they're Caps fans. I'm going to show some support.
The Donkeys love Oshie.
Oh, of course. You got to love TJ Oshie, local boy. In overtime, if anyone watched the game, how sick was that? It was almost a goal, and the dude on the Capitals stopped it with his stick. It was going in the net. I was like, oh, they're winning. They're winning this game. And then, like, 2 minutes later, they would lose the game.
Yeah, Holpe's a beast. Holpe's all year long. Oh. And then just some soft goals just trickled in.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, and granted, I'm getting a lot of this from my brother and my nephew.
The 10-year-old nephew?
Yeah, the Smith Family Sportscast.
I love that.
Dude, he's 11 now, dude.
He's 11. My bad. I forgot that he ages.
Right.
How can people find the Smith Family Podcast? Is it available anywhere? Is it on iTunes?
I don't know if they're on iTunes yet. They do have a Twitter. I'll send it, and they tweet out the link.
Okay.
So I'll send that out on my Twitter and tag the Megacast and stuff.
Yeah, we got to get the Megacast family listening to the Smith, especially if an 11-year-old is doing a podcast.
Yeah, it's my brother. He's obviously a mature adult, right? If I'm 35, he's 7 years older, so he's 42.
Uh-huh.
Right, so he's 42. He leads the podcast.
Yeah.
And then it's my 11-year-old nephew and my 13-year-old niece.
Wait. So he's doing a podcast with his kids.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to listen.
But my 11-year-old nephew, right? He's only been on the planet for 11 years. He's a massive sports fan.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. At 11, probably only 6 years, he's really been like zoning in on what happened.
Yeah.
And the podcast last week, he's like, no, the Caps will win another game, but then they'll lose the series. Like, and he's just like, Dad, it's the Caps. They always lose in the playoffs. I was like, God damn, he's right.
Yeah, he is. That sucks.
Yeah.
And I saw the Islanders got bounced on, and it pained me to even root for the Islanders, but there's a couple former T-Birds that play on the Islanders, and they're a fun team to watch, and they get bounced, and I'm like, I should start now rooting for the Nashville Predators. They're a fun, exciting team, and, you know, Nashville, that'd be kind of cool to see them win a championship. I'm afraid to root for them because I know it's just going to F them over. I can't do it.
We were talking last night on the podcast, which is weird. Is I tape it before this, but it comes out after this.
I know. That is funny.
But it's like...
Here's a tease for the podcast.
I looked at MCTP last night, and I'm like, how is Nashville in the West?
Right.
Do they know where Tennessee is?
Dude, you look at the NHL, the way they break up the North, South, East, West, like how they break up the divisions, and it's like, did they even take a geography class?
Yeah.
No. That's why they're so hell-bent on getting a team in Seattle, because that would help move things around so that there'll still be a balanced number of teams in all the divisions, and you'd actually have a legit West Coast team playing in the Western Conference.
Yeah, San Jose versus Nashville in the Western Conference playoffs just seems weird.
And how pissed are you if you're a player? You're like, we got to go back and forth against this team?
Yeah, but I mean, hell, they do it in college football all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Texas A&M is in the Southeastern
That's
Conference.
That's a good point. You're right.
It used to be the Big Ten, traditionally a Midwestern. Nebraska's in there. Maryland's in there.
Sports. Sports does not like geography.
Now, and well, you know, at least for college football, I can make the argument they're only traveling like once a week. But for a hockey player, man, that's a lot of games to be traveling across the coast.
Hey, man, speaking of sports, I've got a great piece of audio where an announcer made a rather sexual comment during a playoff game.
All right.
So we'll do that when the MegaCast gets back.
The MegaCast will return. And Steve is hearing this old Jay song and wishing he had some mushrooms for his pizza. Of course.
You're the first and last of your kind. I wanna be every leader you burn. And all showers will shower you. I want every other vessel. I want every other vessel. I want every other vessel. I want every other vessel.
Smell plain. Not anymore. Marvel presents the Civil War cologne line.
Civil War.
Each bottle captures the essence of a superhero. Want to feel seductive and sexy? Spritz yourself with Black Widow.
Careful, she bites.
Coat yourself in a spicy suit of rich and smart with Iron Man.
Don't get wet.
Captain America evokes the musty scent of an antique American flag.
Musty.
Brainwash your senses into dark, passionate confusion with Bucky Barnes.
Is he good? Is he bad? No one knows.
Feel tiny but mighty with Ant-Man.
So damn tiny.
And then there's the bow and arrow guy who doesn't have a scent because he's pointless.
We don't even know his name.
The Civil War cologne line.
Bananas.
Unleash your power by unleashing theirs. Oh, the smell of it.
Oh, yes. I like this one. It's heavy as the MegaCast is back with me, Tex Smith, and Steve.
Tickle in the testes.
Tickle the testes.
Tickle the testes.
This one was a bun.
Nothing wrong with a little Papa Roach.
Oh, is that who this is?
Yeah.
All right.
Ted, before we get to the announcer saying something completely inappropriate.
All right, before we get to that.
Yes.
I'm going to say my name, and I just want you to say I'm Steve Miggs after it, all
okay.
right? I'm the Ted Smith.
And I'm Steve Miggs.
And together we're the Disciples of Fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
I just had to get that out.
So we're the Kings of Podcasting and the Disciples of Fun.
The Disciples of Fun.
We will tickle your testes. Because that's what the disciples of fun do.
Do you not like fun?
The triple T on the DOF.
That sounds so dirty.
It does. What are you listening to? Just the triple T on the DOF?
So, while we will tickle your testes, the disciples of fun. Those guys don't care, man. They're it's fun for all. Trust me.
I didn't think it was going to be fun until I met up with them. And yeah, you know what? Getting your testes tickled is a lot of fun from those two.
Yeah, it wasn't really that gay at all. No. It was just a lot of fun.
I wasn't turned on by it. It just was fun. They made eye contact and giggled.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Luke disciples. Wilson's missing out on a good time.
Oh, I'm over him.
Yep. I forgot even who he is.
Sorry.
Tim drops a bomb on me right before we come. Not a fart, but while we're in the middle of our commercial break. You rented an RV or you bought an RV?
I rented an RV.
Okay.
I stepped it up, Steve.
For what reason?
Well, I was on the fence about, like, I didn't have a ticket to Burning Man this year, and I know I could probably find one as it gets closer, but, like, I talked to my brother and a few people, and I was just like, man, I kind of want to go to a college football game with them again this year on Labor Day weekend.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to go to Burning Man. So I was leaning that way, and then I just said, you know what? I'm out. The burn's out. My big trips this summer are going to be Crater Lake and Meltdown, and I'm going to do Meltdown proper.
I respect that you just said, you know what, I'm just going to accept the fact that it's not happening this year. Get it out of your system. Acknowledge,
yeah,
quote unquote, defeat, and figure out something else, because that's only going to be better for you psychologically.
Right. I didn't want to sit around going, maybe this, maybe that, or going, yeah, that is a good idea. So once I decided to go full force into Meltdown, I was like, I started looking around, and I was like, you know, I had a tent, I upgraded to a dome, uh-huh. And then this year, I rented a 19-foot compact RV.
Okay.
So it's got like the like a double bed above the cab.
Yep.
And then it's got a one chair and then a little dining room table, small little kitchen, and then what they call a wet bath, which is a toilet, and then the floor is kind of like the where you take the shower.
Okay.
So it just drains down the drain.
So can you hook it up at Meltdown? Like, is there a place?
No.
Okay. So how do you get water in this thing?
Well, it has different tanks.
Oh, okay. So you fill it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest with you, like number ones and stuff like that, like I'm probably still going to use the porta potties.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take a deuce in relaxation though on my own.
Interesting, because a lot of people like bands. The rule is number one's fine in the bus, but number two is not.
Never number twos.
Right.
I agree.
But you're flipping the script, and in Ted's RV, number twos are encouraged.
Well, for me.
Okay.
Nobody else is dropping twos in there.
So if I was hanging out, I'd be like, Ted, I got to take a crap. Can I go use your RV? That would be wrong.
Well, Steve, you could use it, buddy.
Nice. He did let me take a crap in his house the other day.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, like, you could use it.
I was like, Ted, I'm sorry. I know that we have plans and we're going to hang out. I just got back from the Meet the Rock Girl party and I got a Duke.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest with you, I might still use the porta potties the first couple days.
Yeah.
So because you can only take like a 2-minute shower. My main thing is I want to save the water and a lot of the power for like the last day. Then I'll take a shower in there, probably poop. But like if I wake up in the middle of the night and got to poop, I'm just going to do it in there.
Yeah.
So it has enough that you can do some things. And then it has a generator so you can turn on some AC.
Nice.
But the guy was saying, just make sure you fill it up with gas. And he was like, man, it's so small. Like close all the windows, turn on the regular AC, and it'll be chilled down in like half an hour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's got a little fridge that runs the whole time off a separate thing so it doesn't drain.
So you can have snacks.
Yeah. And there's I'm going to cook stuff. I'm going to be making eggs.
Oh, man, this is a brilliant idea on your part.
Yeah, and it'll be
and
so
it's,
cool.
And it's a vehicle RV, not like you don't have to hook it up to a truck or anything like that.
No.
So yeah, it's like an
F-350 or something.
Do you mind me asking what did it cost to rent it?
I'm renting it for 5 days, and uh-huh. It was like $850.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right, so what's that?
I mean, if you think about like a hotel room. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's under $200 a day.
Yeah.
Which I think midway through is going to be like the best money you've ever spent when you could take a shower, you could get away from the heat, you can eat, you could do whatever.
Get away from people.
Yeah.
You know?
Shut the door.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is like,
you're going to have to hook up some lights, make a little light show for like an after party.
Oh, Already on it.
Got speakers?
Like the first two nights, Thursday and Friday, man, my place is going to be very chill, peaceful. I might put up some prayer flags.
A stabbing cabin.
Yeah. Saturday night, it turns into the late, late, late night party.
Yes. Invite only.
Yeah, exactly.
Only seven people allowed in here.
Well, the other thing tough
and
with like...
two of them better be bitches.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting on my lap.
Bitches.
You're tickling my testes because I am the disciple of fun.
You know, when you camp out there, like at Meltdown, you can go camp in the woods, like the wooded area, but we always camp out like in the middle of the sun because it's by the late night tent. So I can never nap there. As soon as the sun comes up, you're up.
Yeah.
So the idea of being able to like shut the curtains and like lay down and take a nap just seems amazing.
Cool air.
Yeah.
Nothing beats sleeping in the cold.
Oh, the best.
Oh, man. So how are you going to handle, because obviously you're going to want some time for yourself. And I don't mean it in a sexual way.
Right.
But in those situations, Meltdown, I would imagine, you know, part of having, I think part of the name, there probably is a double meaning. The people are losing their minds and having fun and partying. Some people are going to want to come on that damn RV.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to handle that?
Very simple, man. Like, if the door is closed, no entrance. If it's just the screen door and the regular door is open, you know, give a knock. Come on in.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'll make a sign that says, please knock.
Yes.
You know?
And please remove your shoes.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing. I think it's got to be an Asian household there.
You got to.
Right?
Yeah. In fact, bring a couple of pairs of shoes that just you could set outside of it that kind of set the framework and say, look, these shoes are out there.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe I'll get a pair of house slippers.
Or buy a box of booties. You know, like the shoe booties?
Yeah, like the little blue ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I only got the thing for 4 days, and I got to clean it.
Yeah, you don't want people, especially in the woods, while people are getting all effed up. For all you know, your friends are in whatever body of water that's right by some, I don't know.
There's a river.
Right, and they forgot to take their shoes off while they're in the river because they're so effed up, and then they're like, well, let's go say hi to Ted, and they knock, which was nice of them, but then they walk in with their muddy shoes.
It's not going to cut it.
No, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it comes out of your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that.
By the way, I wear my shoes in the river all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's rocky and stuff.
You don't want to cut your foot.
Well, not cut it. I don't know when the last time you tried to walk like a half a mile in the river, but it's...
Oh, this morning. That's how I get to work. I take the Puyallup River.
It's slippery, and it like hurts your feet. Like, it's hard.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yeah, like a lot of us...
We're still talking about the river, right?
Yeah. So, I just have river shoes. I have a pair that I bring every year that I wear to the river. And then just leave outside my tent.
Oh, then perfect. You have a pair of shoes outside of your tent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like they'll know. I'm glad you said that. I was already thinking like...
You got to go shoes off.
It's got to go shoeless.
They got to respect your home.
It is my home.
And I've had that argument before with people when I go to radio conventions and I've had dudes hang out in the room while we're all BSing and eating White Castle burgers. And he's got his shoes on, which I don't care. It's a hotel. But he's got his feet on the bed. I know in his head he's thinking, well, it's not your room. But for that weekend, that is my home. Get your shoes off my bed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. In fact, just get off my bed. There's a couch.
Yeah, what are you doing on my bed, dog?
And that guy, I like that guy a lot, but he was drunk, and he was like, you know how like you have people in life that are like a close talker?
Yeah.
He was a close sitter on the bed.
That's even creepier.
You know when he said that? I'm like, bro, sit at the edge of the bed. He's like, all right. Sits at the edge of the bed. Within 20 minutes, he's back like basically hip to hip on me. Not like trying to put the mood.
Are you sitting with your head with your back against the headboard?
Yeah.
And he keeps scooting down your end?
Yes.
That is so strange.
It got to the point where I yelled at him and said, I'm kicking you out of the... And everyone looked at me like I was crazy, which I didn't care because I am. But I was like, you're getting... I'm kicking you out if you don't get the F off of my bed. Get your feet off my bed and stop sitting so close to me. It was like, wow, Steve, you're getting mad about it. I'm like, do you not see what I'm dealing with?
That is so strange.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is so weird, especially after you made a point to say, get to the edge of the bed.
It was almost like he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, was he just like a slug, just like sneaking down there?
Yes. He would laugh and kind of scoot back. I'm like, why are you so hell-bent on sitting next to me?
Yeah, how are you the weird one in this?
Because I don't think anyone's paying attention. Everyone's wasted. So no one's noticing that I'm having a struggle with another grown man about sitting too close to me.
That's so strange.
That's why when we do those donkey trips and you say, I'm going to get my own room, I don't want to deal with it. And it's like, no, just, and this is obviously, this is a different story about radio, this radio dude, but you know, same thing. Like, it's nice to know at the end of the night, you don't have to share your bed with anybody
Or, oh, yeah.
Or your room.
Yeah.
But in some instances, bed as well, because sometimes we would try and get like 5-6 guys in one room, and you'd have to double up.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
There's nothing weirder than waking up, going to bed in a bed by yourself, and then waking up in the morning, and there's a drunk, naked Munson sitting sleeping right next to you.
Yeah, and why is he naked?
You know what? That was a question I never bothered to ask, but you're right.
Yeah, like, why are you naked, bro?
Because he's drunk.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's like me and Ben the Psycho Muffin. We always joke around about there was this one night we got wasted, and this had to be, you know, 8 years ago or something.
Was this the night that he didn't communicate with his woman?
Yeah.
Because I was with you guys that night. I dropped you off at your apartment.
No, we had taken a limo.
I was with you guys in the limo. That's what it was. We went to that bar in like Renton.
All right, so you were with us.
I was with you guys. I didn't get drunk because I had a... They were like, well, we got a limo for you, so you could drink all you want because we were going to see the bartender. And I'm like, that's great that you have a limo to get me back to Ted's place, but then I have to go from Ted's place back to my house in Linwood.
Oh, man, I forgot you were there with us.
They were so aggressively trying to make me drink. It got so bad that I finally said, fine. And they kept giving me shots, and I'm not... Full disclosure, and I don't know if I ever told you this, and then we'll get... I'm sorry to interrupt your story.
No,
but
no.
I remember... Doing the shot and spitting it back in the empty beer bottle. And I
Good
had,
call.
And I did it like 6 times. That's how bad it was. Like they just refused to understand that I had to drive home. So I do the shot, spit it in the beer bottle, eventually go to the bathroom, empty out the beer bottle, go back out, another shot. It was ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, so sorry.
Well, the whole story of that was when we got there, they were like, oh, we'll hook you up with drinks and everything. So I bought a round for all the workers.
Yeah.
And then they all felt like they needed to buy a round back. But there was like 10 damn workers.
Yes.
So it's like 10 rounds of... Anyhow, same thing. I didn't wake up naked, but I woke up with my bathing suit on.
Because I remember that. I remember like seeing you guys, and I remember Ben being... That was the drunkest I think I've ever seen Ben.
Yeah.
And I remember we were insane. Like I think I even said, Ben, if you want, I'll drive you back to your place. Because he was just like, I'm like, do you need me? And he's like, no, I'm fine. Everything's cool. And then I found out the next day that I guess his woman was like, just like, where is my man?
Yeah.
He never came home. I never heard from him. And it was all because nobody would let us say no to a single drink at that bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I totally remember that. Of course, you don't remember. You were so bombed.
Oh, man, that was unbelievable.
I've never been more peer pressured into drinking than that night.
Dude, the ultimate peer pressure I've ever seen, and I'll leave the names out of it.
Okay, good.
But a friend of mine, he used to play for the Sounders, and another ex-Sounder, we were all at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And our buddy was kind of doing, you know, like, he was just like, he had something to do or whatever, so he's like, I'm not, like, getting wasted. And everybody's doing shots, and he had gone through a phase where he would do the same thing. He would, like, put it in his mouth and then, like, go to the bathroom and spit it out.
Jeez, yeah.
So this one guy, who was an ex-player, doesn't... He's not the biggest drinker, but he was drinking that night. So he sees our friend put it in his mouth, and then he went over behind him. He's a big, strong dude. And, like, put him in, like, a chokehold and popped his head back and made him drink it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How'd the rest of the night go for that guy?
Oh, it was fine.
He was fine.
He got wasted.
He's dead. See, that's what happens, man.
I left him. After that point... It was like, you know what it was? It was the Apple Cup. That's why everybody was so fired up. And it was down at CenturyLink.
Oh, I think I was at that one.
Yeah.
Not with you. I went with my wife and her cousin, and it was the complete opposite. There was no alcohol being consumed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's brutal. What the hell was I talking about? What are we talking about, Steve?
I don't even remember.
Oh, the section,
RVs.
RVs. Yeah, now I'm obsessed weirdly with RVs, too.
I love
RVs.
I
keep looking at it online. Yeah. I've always wanted to do this.
It's killing me because we've talked for years. I've been wanting to join the Meltdown crew.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of the people that are a part of your little town.
Sure.
And I know that this would be a lot of fun.
It's a sovereign nation, Steve.
Sorry, I'm not a member of it. I can say what I want.
You're talking to the deputy mayor.
Well, I know the mayor, and the mayor will probably give me a pass.
That's true. The mayor really likes you.
I really like the mayor. I would like to be the deputy mayor. Is there an opening for that?
There is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, elections are held every year.
You know what's funny?
There's been talk of the mayor moving on, obviously, to a governor, and maybe me being a mayor.
Is there a governor?
Well, there's a lot of rumors that the deputy mayor wants to make a run for the mayorship. Maybe not this year, but in years to come. The mayor, of course, is a little worried. He's talking to my office. Well, you know, we're talking in the mayor's office. And I assured him, if I ever, not to saying I would, but if the deputy mayor was to ever esteem
and
to
again,
be mayor.
The deputy mayor is Ted.
Then obviously I would fully support the mayor in his campaign to be the governor.
Is there a current governor?
There isn't.
Okay.
It's a work.
What if I come in on year one and I say I'm the governor?
Well, then there'd probably be an overthrow of the government. You can't come in year one.
I want to be the governor. Why not?
What are you, like a conquering army?
Yes.
You're like a pirate.
I'm going to walk in and just ravage and pillage and eat all of your booty.
Yeah, Steve shows up the first year with like a 30-foot RV, like banging music. He's got a crazy setup. Everybody's like, dude, have you seen the governor's setup?
And Ted's like, he's not the governor, right? He's barely even a part of this. And I'm like, yo, dog, I've been a member of that Facebook message group for a long time. I might not chime in, but I'm aware of what's going on.
Are you in that group?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We message a lot.
I know. And I don't know anybody. I know, like, four people. One of these days, I've been doing – one time I was wasted. And so for those – Ted's group that goes to Meltdown, they all have, like, a group chat on Facebook. And it's constantly – it's very entertaining.
Taryn's in it.
Taryn's in it. Our spiritual guru, Shawnee Mack's in it.
Yep. Cobb from the podcast.
Right. Cobb. MCTP's in it.
Yep.
The governor's in it.
MCTP. See, he took a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
we weren't sure at first, but now we've let him into the nation.
He's allowed.
Yeah.
Well, somebody added me to it. I think it might have been the mayor.
All right. That makes sense.
The mayor added me because, you know, you guys have – which is very flattering – want me to go to Meltdown. But unfortunately –
so bad.
It's the same weekend of our radio convention every year. I mean, it's not even kidding. It's every same weekend.
Yeah, it's always the second week in August.
Right. So I've been on this thread for 2 years now, and I've never once chimed in because I'm like, I don't know everybody. That'd be weird if all of a sudden I just start jumping into the conversation. But I don't want to leave the group because I feel like there will come a day that I'm going to go to Meltdown. And I'm already in the group. I don't have to worry about being added. So I'm already in. I'm grandfathered in. I'm a part of the group. So I was like wasted one night. I'm like, it'd be really funny if I just start just commenting and responding to other people's things and never once acknowledge that there's a good chance that 85% of the people that are a part of this group have no idea who I am. Just be like, yeah, man, totally on the same side of Cobb. It's crazy. So what are you guys doing tonight?
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe one of these times when you and I are out.
You're like the British monarch.
Yes.
You rule from afar.
And then when people question, well, how can you be the governor? I'm like, listen, son, I've been a part of this for 2 years now. I can show you the track record.
I might not Don't be, question me.
Yeah. I might not be commenting. I'm a silent warrior. You know, we never got to that audio.
We didn't.
Let's take a break and do it.
Then. All right. We'll do it for sure.
The MegaCast, unless Ted tells me another awesome thing that he just rented. The MegaCast will be back.
Figure it out. Ted and Steve need a break to get a beer. The MegaCast will return. I let it go because I want to see you later when we're not allowed to talk it out. I said I'd go for my summer show, but I'm still trying to figure it out. I brought my shoe, took the plan on you, but you didn't know I planned it out. I said I'd go, yeah, I won't see you later when we're not allowed to figure it out. Now you can smell just like a rock star with Axel Body Wash. Axel Body Wash will make you want to jump on stage and rock. Now available in four unbelievable smells. 80s bandana, welcome to the bunghole, always tardy,
thanks to the lame security, I'm going home,
and junk food supersize me. Axel Body Wash, you won't smell like a rose. And coming soon, Axel Body Spray, Axel DC version.
I feel like this is about to get heavy.
Why?
Because it's Slayer. And Slayer is heavy.
The MegaCast is back.
It's the time. Oh, yeah, a little Slayer doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
It's the best response ever.
No.
All right, so Ted and I are...
That's my Slayer voice.
Ted and I have just now come up with the plan that we're going to do a Ted and Steve camping adventure. We're going to rent an RV at some point when both of us are not too busy and just take 4 days and go down the coast and back.
I mean, what if this just turns into my thing?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, it's like, where's Ted Smith? It's like, you know where he is. He's got his visor on, his fanny pack, and he's out RVing.
We will have to get visors and fanny packs.
Oh, 100%.
For this trip. And khaki shorts.
Oh, I almost wore khaki shorts today.
Okay, then you don't have to. I think I have some myself. And flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No. Not flip-flops. Crocs.
Dude, oh my gosh. This is the best thing ever. My wife and I were going to Bellevue, right?
All right.
Going shopping. We're at Anthropology because my wife likes expensive things. And so while we're there...
Are you positive I've ever stepped foot in that store?
There's some beautiful women that go and shop in that store.
Is it a chick store or jewelry store?
No, clothing.
All right.
It's like the Free People's. It's like the... It's almost like Nordstrom's like hippie section, but not hippie stuff. I don't know how to explain it, but you know,
guys will never get women's obsession with like expensive, super nice clothes like that.
Right.
And I don't think women will ever grasp the concept of like, wait a minute, you just went to your buddy's house, sat at a fire and drank beer till like 3 a.m.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Like I know, like, no different than we don't understand them. I'm sure my wife will be like, so wait, you want to now go away for 4 days in an RV with Ted and just go to Oregon and back while wearing nothing but Crocs, khakis, a fanny pack, and visors.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's not weird to you guys? No.
No, it seems normal.
It seems, I'm like, now we need to like maybe set some time together and figure out a date and make this happen.
Dude, you know what else we could do?
What?
We could do like a trip to Spokane.
Yeah.
Except we got the RV.
Yes.
So we'd have to find like, I don't know, like we're going to spend a night in Moses Lake.
Yes.
Or like some random town in the middle of Washington.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we'll do it one time, just you and I, right?
Yeah.
Then the next time, maybe we'll encourage the mega family, be like, you get your own RV and we do like a motorcade of RVs.
Yeah, we could meet at some campground or something.
Right. Like, we plot it out and be like, look, everybody, no one's obligated to hang out the entire time. But at some point at night, we all get together and eat some s'mores.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only bummer I'm pissed off about, is I keep looking up RV recipes, and a lot of them have to do with a campfire.
Yeah.
Obviously, at Meltdown, you can't have fire.
That's a good point, and it's probably a smart thing that you can't.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I do have a two-burner stove. In a microwave.
Dude, I'm loving this idea more and more. We need to get together sometime in the near... Oh, well, we're hanging out tomorrow night. Maybe we should look at our schedule and kind of map this out.
Yeah, in.
Either late 2016 or 2017, we do this.
I got it. I got it right now.
Okay.
We rent an RV. We drive to Pullman. We tailgate a game.
In.
Right?
In.
I've always wanted to tailgate RVs.
And I think that would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we plan it so that we have like a couple days to get there.
Yeah.
And then maybe that will be like our pinnacle moment. Then maybe one other day. Like, try and make it like a 4 day full like trip.
Yeah, 100%.
In.
And we're those guys. Like, we'll find a trailer park close by so we can like plug in or whatever.
Yeah.
But game day, we're going to be the old school guys that are there like it's a 7 o'clock
yes.
game. Like, why are you here already? It's like, because we got an RV.
Yes.
We want to get a prime spot. Yes. I know it's 8 a.m. It might seem crazy.
We might not even make it into the game.
Probably not.
No.
And if you pass out early, I mean, look, I went to a Husky game 2 years ago with a guy that had an RV.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
You shared it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before the insanity, his wife, it was her birthday. She got so wasted. She took a nap during the game. She didn't bother going in.
That's perfect. One less seat to have to sit next to.
Yeah. I've also been watching RV shows.
Oh, I bet you are. You're so pumped for this RV. I love the RV restoration, like when they trick out an RV and they turn it into something insane.
All right.
Oh, I love those shows.
I watched the one where they go to like these two big RV salesmen. Mm-hmm. There's one in Florida, and there's one in Arizona, and then just three different groups of people come in.
Yes.
And they want to buy an RV or rent it.
Oh man, dude, let's figure out what day to do this, and we're doing it.
All right.
We have to do this.
Yeah, man. I I'm glad you're fired up too.
I love this idea.
Because like at first I thought maybe I was the weirdo being this pumped for an RV.
No, the destination, the RV, you and I traveling, taking some pit stops. I love everything about this.
Yeah.
And the best part is my wife is a Husky. She will want nothing to do with this trip because we're going to see the Cougars.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, if it was like something fun, she'd be like, I want to be a part of this. I'm like, I know it sounds weird, but it's just two dudes want to do it together, which in any other instance, she'd think it's weird. But with you and I, she completely embraces the weirdness that our relationship is.
Yeah. And like, I've done this before. Like, one time on the tailgate trip, I flew back to D.C. and then we rented an RV and drove it up to Penn State.
Oh.
And I mean, my dad, he doesn't drink anymore, so he drove. And we just got wasted the whole time.
Dude, I have a couple buddies that, we do that draft tournament, and I think it's in July this year in Bremerton. If you play hockey, just type in drafttournament.com. A couple of the dudes that play in it get an RV, and they just post up and park it at the rink.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, my buddy Nacho, he does it. Yes, I have a friend named Nacho.
You know, I kind of want to go to that this year.
You should come.
I mean, I can't play hockey, but I kind of just want to pop
just come
in.
Come party, man. Yeah. J-Mac and I are going.
Nice.
Just crash with us. Do it.
Yeah.
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 Yes. All right, since we're talking about sports, let's actually get to this audio clip. There was an announcement. So just recently, the NBA playoffs, of course, are going on. The Cavs, they beat the Hawks to sweep the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals. Who are the Cavs playing now? Is it?
The Cavs are currently playing.
I'm sorry, I asked a stupid question. I don't know.
No.
I don't know either.
Are they playing the Heat?
That was my first guess, but I don't know.
I've been so you know, to be honest with you, I've been fired up about the NHL. I watched Steph Curry
because
I like him, and he's destroying Portland.
He's so much fun to watch.
Right, so like,
yeah.
I'll watch them, but I don't really like. I have a hard time checking in to just like. Oh, here's a random NBA playoff game.
I don't care.
Did you see Paul Allen's face the other night?
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. That was so great.
That was beyond awesome.
Yeah.
The Cavs are playing the Atlanta Hawks.
All right. I was way off. No.
They beat them.
Yeah.
Never mind. Come on, Internet. Be my friend. All right. Miami Heat or the Toronto Raptors? So they're waiting.
Oh, so they don't have
an
opponent because they swept them.
Ah, now, see, we knew that.
We knew that.
Just ignore anything that just happened right there. So anyways, the Cavs.
You don't always need the answers when you're a disciple of fun.
That's true. When you look for an answer and you do not have it, just tickle the testes with the disciples of fun.
That seems like something a weird character in Zelda would tell you. When you don't have the information, just tickle the testes.
And it's the Princess Peach that's telling you that. Tickle the peach.
Whoa.
Okay. Maybe this isn't the best story to go into after this conversation. So anyways.
We're getting into it.
Before the final game where they swept the Hawks, an announcer actually said this.
Either right-handed or left-handed. Get down in there. Shirk off the defender.
Yeah. Look, I know what he's saying.
I think we all do.
But it sounds bad. And the audio clip stops right there. Jerk off the defender.
Either right-handed or left-handed.
Get down
my hands.
In there.
Jerk off the defender.
I didn't even pick up on the first part where either you're right-handed or left-handed, and then you do that to the defender.
Have you ever heard the old clip from Monday Night Football? Or maybe it was Sunday Night Football. Well, what was his name? I want to say Mike Patrick or whatever. The guy that used to announce Sunday Night Football on ESPN.
Okay.
And it's this is like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. So the Patriots are having a bunch of people are hurt and this and that. So it's the Pats.
Okay.
So they just put in different personnel and whatever. So they have like a patchwork defensive backfield. So at one point he's describing and he goes, look, man, and one of the players' last name is Gay. And he goes, you just got to get in that huddle and you got to say to the other guy, look, I'm Gay. He's like, I don't think they even know each other.
Dude, how... As a guy who now we talk for a living, and many times you say things that you don't mean to come out a certain way, I get it now. You know, but I get,
Yeah. Dude, the last time I got dumped on the air, I dropped a C word.
Oh.
And I don't know why. I was trying to say country.
Oh, yeah.
And it just came out wrong, and I paused right there. And it was just like...
Ben's like, I got to dump this.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't say it, you said it.
Yeah. And it was just like, why did I pause right there?
Because your brain hates you.
Yeah, wow. It likes me more the last couple years.
So then you get that clip. And then today I come across this audio of a woman that's on morning TV. And this was not an accidental slip of the words. Like, she actually did a tossing the salad joke on morning television.
All right.
Have you heard this one?
No.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Join us.
Is Jason Carr coming out to enjoy some salad?
I might be.
You have been very impressive, Kelly. You get Jason out here.
Everybody wants a yoga girl, right, Jason?
That's right.
And I know you want me to toss your salad too, don't you?
All right, on that note.
Hey, that never gets old.
That woman was very sexual about that.
You know she's just a raunch girl.
Everyone wants a yoga girl.
Wait, I want to hear it again because there's something that she said at the end. Where it was like, okay, even if you thought I might have accidentally said that, I am confirming to you, our viewers, that I purposely said a tossing the salad joke.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Join us.
Is Jason Carr coming out to enjoy some salad?
I might be.
You have been very impressive.
Who the hell's watching this show?
Where is it from?
I have no idea. But this sounds like a terrible show.
We've said this before. I feel bad, honestly, for some of the newscasters on those morning shows.
Yeah, because they got to ad lib about the dumbest stuff.
And they don't even really let them report news anymore.
No,
they just fluff stuff that's like, look at this crazy tweet.
Well, you get Jason out here.
Everybody wants a yoga girl, right, Jason?
That's right.
And I know you want me to toss your salad too, don't you?
All right, on that note.
That never gets old.
I don't know if I like this woman.
No.
She seems so overly confident, like, you want me as I'm a yoga girl.
Right, on that note.
That never gets old. And I know you want me to toss your salad too, don't you?
All right.
Yeah.
Got one more piece of audio for you, Ted.
All right.
This one goes with, remember how we were having this conversation about girls that put on glasses that have no prescription, and then all of a sudden, I'm a nerd. Right, so, I'm on Snapchat a lot. I'm Steve Miggs. If you want a dong pic, let me know, $5. Just kidding. Gotta save up some money for this RV trip, Ted.
Hey, you don't have to explain it to me, boss.
So I follow a Snapchat feed, and for all of you perverted mega family people, it's called Dimes, DIMEZ Takeover, I believe.
Oh, is it just Dimes, like hot chicks?
It's just they ask hot chicks, they give them their username and their password, and just let them post completely raunchy, dirty
How raunchy?
Snaps. It depends on the girl. Some girls are like, it's so funny because some girls will just wear a bra and panties and be like, I'm so sexy.
Yeah.
And then other girls will just full on tickle the peach. If you know what I mean.
I don't know why, but.
Yeah, so it's DIMEZ _ takeover. Like, there, that's like a.
Oh, nice. All right.
So that's basically what it is. A bunch of girls just post. Usually what they're doing, they're hoping then you'll follow their Snapchat or their Instagram.
They'll get more followers.
And I guess now the new rage for these hot chicks, they give you, you can purchase their premium Snapchat where they might do even some more raunchy things. And you, I don't know how much it is, maybe $10-$15 or something like that. I don't know. But you send them money and then you have access to their dirty Snapchat page.
Mm.
So I was on that.
That just sounds dirty.
And some of the girls, I think it's funny, they'll talk to you. Like, ask me a question, I'll answer it. And then they give you the answers on their snaps. Well, one of the girls went on a little bit of a Snapchat,
tirade?
Not even a diatribe kind of
thing.
Right. But it was right in line with, I'm a nerd. But then she completely contradicts it as she continues to talk throughout this Snapchat feed. And I grabbed the audio. You going to be okay, Ted?
Yeah, I just burped. Excuse me.
All right, here it is.
Hi, guys. I'm Marky. I'll be taking over your snaps today. A little bit about me is I'm 24. I live in Florida. So, of course, I love the beach. I love being outside. Anything that's, new, adventurous. I'm sort of a nerd because, I stay home a lot and I read a lot of books.
Okay, now here it comes. So she's a nerd because she stays home a lot.
She reads books.
And reads books because that makes you a nerd. And now she completely... What was the word?
Destroys it?
She completely contradicts herself.
All right.
But I also love getting f***ed up, and I love partying.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course, I love the beach. I love being outside. Anything that's like new, adventurous. I'm sort of a nerd because, you know, I stay home a lot and I read a lot of books, but I also love getting f***ed up and I love partying.
Yeah, I mean, right, they're just not nerds.
No.
And we don't even like nerds, but I'll defend the nerd's right to be a nerd.
Yeah, Geek Nation, we're looking at you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I read books. It doesn't make me a nerd.
I just think that was so fun. I'm a nerd, but I also get hammered and get railed.
Yeah, you know what else? I know we got to go, but the other thing that drives me crazy is like, oh man, Saturday night, crazy. Sitting on the, and it's like, so one Saturday night this month you didn't go out, you need to post like you're a homebody?
Right. Like, I'm a homebody. And the reason why you don't see me posting about being a homebody is because I'm doing homebody things, i.e. sitting on the couch with my wife and my dog, watching television, waiting for her to fall asleep so I could change the station to wrestling.
Yeah.
That's a homebody, not this.
Sort of a nerd because, you know, I stay home a lot and I read a lot of books, but I also love getting f***ed up and I love partying.
I bet she's hot, though.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can get away with it.
Yeah, she can.
Oh, Christ. I'm going to hit my head again.
Yeah, stay away. Put a helmet on, Ted.
That's just safe advice for me in general, I think, Steve.
Yeah, you are the guy who fell off of your balcony and landed on your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a few things with my head.
All right, Ted. Well, hopefully you don't get hurt. Once again, much love to Top Shelf, Mono Nick. This one's for you, boys. We love you guys. It's Iron Maiden. Get 10. Ready?
Let's do it, Steve. Here we go.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting,
be careful, Ted. Ted just went up in the most careful way ever.
Yeah, stay away from this ledge.
Thank you, Mega Family, for listening. As always, follow us on Twitter at The Megacast. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll see you at NXT. If you see us, we might be wasted, but be sure to say hi.
'm sort of a nerd because, you know, I stay home a lot and I read a lot of books, but I also love getting f***ed up and I love partying.